A new school year and another new set of state tests in math and English. Changes in state policy mean educators are in the middle of giving what could be 4 straight years of new exams. We talked with superintendents across the St. Louis area about Missouri's shuffle of standardized tests. And as St. Louis Public Radio's Tim Lloyd tells us, the last thing they want is a culture of constant change in the classroom.
To get started, I want to introduce you to Karen Hall.
Hi, I am the superintendent of the Maplewood Richmond Heights School District.
It's the second week of a new school year, and Hall, a petite woman with what seems like a bottomless well of energy, is saying hello to high school students on their way to lunch. She leans in and gives a big hug.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Junior?
Yes, ma'am.
Ah!
You can feel all the excitement that comes with a new school year. But in the background, Hall says there's lingering uncertainty about how to manage what could be 4 straight years of new state tests in math and English.
It's hard for teachers because they haven't seen the tests, and it is stressful, and I'm not going to sugarcoat it. It is difficult.
All right, so how did we get to all these new tests in the first place? Well, let's count. Back in 2010, Missouri's State Board of Education adopted the controversial Common Core state standards. So, one, the last test on old standards was given in spring 2014. Two, the test for the new Common Core standards was given in spring of 2015. Then, the state legislature threw out Common Core and set up committees to draw up new standards. They also threw out a multi-state test designed for Common Core, even though technically teachers are still teaching Common Core this year. So, three, a new test for Common Core in spring 2016. And when the state board signs off on standards that will replace Common Core, this gets us to four, a new test for the new standards that could come as soon as spring of 2017.
And I understand the confusion and even the criticism.
Republican State Representative Kurt Barr of St. Charles led the push to get rid of Common Core. He says it's not so much that he didn't like the standards overall, but because they're managed by a multi-state collaborative, Barr says it would be hard for Missouri to make changes.
We would have to go through a much broader, much larger logistical process to change things.
One change that cannot be made is downgrading a district's accreditation status based on results from the new tests. And they make up about 28% of the grade districts get from the state every year. Now, state officials say they can measure growth using the new tests, so a district's status could be upgraded using those scores. But superintendents for Normandy and Riverview Gardens, the state's only two unaccredited districts, say swapping out tests makes it even harder to gain traction and actually show measurable growth. And St. Louis Public Schools Superintendent Kelvin Adams says getting the provisionally accredited district with more than 3,000 employees through year after year of new tests is no small task.
We could do it in one or two schools really well, but to do it systemically is a real challenge for us.
On top of that, Adams says the district's high student mobility, along with high teacher turnover, doesn't make things any easier.
We're not complaining. No excuses, period, zero. But it makes it a little bit more difficult.
Back in Maplewood, Richmond Heights, the district outperformed the state averages for the new tests and has its own measures for student growth. But with even more new tests and standards on the way, I have to ask Superintendent Karen Hall.
How hard is it to educate when there's just this politicized culture of change?
I'm laughing, not because it's funny, because it's the million-dollar question. It's challenging, and we're all educators, and we know what's best for students. And when you become a political football, it's hard to do what's best for children.
Educators may soon get a better idea of what's coming next. This October, the State Board of Education is expected to begin reviewing the latest set of state standards. I'm Tim Lloyd, St. Louis Public Radio.